Good morning. We continue in the short season of Ordinary Time as we approach Lent really pretty quickly. We're only a couple of weeks away from the beginning of Lent this year. We have an early Easter, as we would say. And we get the readings this morning. The first reading, the second reading, both remind us of where we come from. We come from humble beginnings. We come from lowliness. We come born into this world with nothing. And Jesus came to share in that life with us. I've often thought, isn't it interesting how it doesn't matter if you're born into a rich family or you're born into a poor family, you come in the world with the same possessions. Nothing but the skin on your body, pretty much, right? Nothing but the simplicity of life. It's all the things that happen after that that may shape and mold us in the way of the world, but that's not what we're supposed to be shaped and molded by. We're supposed to be shaped and molded by the way of the Lord. And the way of the Lord stands opposed to the way of the world. It stands with different values and different important purposes that we're supposed to be guided by in those. The world would say, collect all the toys and things you can, and when you die, don't worry about those. Somebody else will have your toys and your things. The Lord says, abandon all those kinds of things, the world, and grab on to the things that last forever. In fact, the scripture that appoints to that says that the things of this world will be eaten by moths. And I think there's truth in that. Leave your clothes in your closet very long and you'll see it happen if you're wearing natural fibers. If you're wearing wick material, you'll probably be okay because the moths probably won't want your wick material. So you may be okay with the polyester and the wick material. But if you're with natural fibers, you'll see that there's truth in this teaching from Scripture. In fact, there's truth in so many teachings from Scripture that aren't just about days of old. They apply very well to today. And being humble is spoken about in all of our readings today. It reminds us that we need to be humble of heart. We need to remember where we came from, that we were born with nothing and we will leave this world with nothing. That doesn't mean we're poor. In fact, as Father Mike was sharing with us in the opening comments of the Mass, that this paradoxical teaching we get today heavily from the Gospel reading and the Beatitudes is one that reminds us not to grab onto the things of the world. I've often said when looking at the Beatitudes, if you set out in the street and you started preaching the Beatitudes, most people would go, I don't want to be any of those things you said I should be. None of those things sound good to me. I mean, okay, maybe I want to be a peacemaker. That one might be okay until I'm mad at somebody. I'll be a peacemaker some of the time. I'll be a part-time peacemaker. But I don't want to be meek, and I don't want to be poor, and I don't want to be lowly, and those things don't, that doesn't sound anything like what I want to be. And yet what we're told in the Beatitudes, and this is, I think we miss this a lot. The Beatitudes find themselves within the context of the Sermon on the Mount, and the Sermon on the Mount is the most complete message from Jesus Christ we receive in all of Scripture. When we hear pieces of the Sermon on the Mount, we probably ought to hold on a little tighter to those than maybe we do anything else we hear because of the context of it. And so we get this little bit of context today of the Beatitudes. Can you imagine being a crowd of people who've come to listen to the newest, greatest teacher in town? You're wanting him to tell you how to get rich, right? Tell me how to succeed in life. Tell me how to get ahead, how to get a bigger house, newer clothes, a better car, better friends. Tell me how to get, because that's what our flesh wants. And yet, the teacher starts talking about getting rid, not getting, but getting rid of things in our lives for the sake of that which really matters. That is at the very heart of what Lent is about. And as I said a moment ago, we're just a few weeks away from the beginning of Lent. I think too many times we wait until Lent is upon us to start thinking about Lent. We think about how we should prepare ourselves for Mass about the time we walk in the front door. Oh, I'm here now. I need to get prepared. No, preparation for worship begins not only hours but days before. Some of us might prepare for our work the same way. We wait till we get to our desk to go, now what will I do? God calls us to a life of preparation. God calls us to a life of getting ready for something. That something we're getting ready for is eternal life, but there's a process in place to get ready for it, and we can't wait until the day of our death to get ready for eternity. It'll be upon us, and we won't be prepared. But this morning, we're given direction on how to prepare ourselves. How can we get ready for that day when it comes? First of all, let's get back to the origin of where we started. Let's be humble. Let's be simple. Let's don't find ourselves complicated in the midst of that. But let's find ourselves seeking the Lord in all that we do. And if we're seeking the Lord, we're not seeking the world. Because I can go scripture after scripture after scripture this morning and talk about all the places where Jesus says that being of the world isn't what he's about. St. Paul says that we're called to be in this world, but not of this world. We can't be like everybody else in this world. We've got to survive. We've got to live in this world. We've got to be different. We've got to truly be, not only philosophically, but literally a people set apart. So I want us to think about, for a moment, this teaching from the Beatitudes. I'm actually going to utilize the big book with the big print. It's easier to read. But I want us to think about this for a minute. Blessed are the poor in spirit. How many of you want to be poor in spirit? Woke up this morning and said, that sounds like what I want. Today is going to be my first day to be poor in spirit. I'm going to start off today right. But let me ask you a better question. How many of you want the kingdom of heaven? But the poor in spirit is the guide that gets you there. Blessed are those who mourn. I don't know about you, but mourning is painful. I don't look forward to mourning, but how many of us want to be comforted? If we're not willing to mourn, we won't find comfort. How many of us woke up this morning? Some of you, this might be true, because the more introverted nature, this might fall more in line with some of you, and that's okay too. Blessed are the meek. I don't know how many of us might want to be that. There's some of us who might, and there's a lot of us who probably won't want to be that. But how many of us want to inherit what God has prepared for us? I want what God's prepared for me. I don't even know what all of it is, but I want it. But I've got to be meek to find that. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That sounds kind of desperate. I don't know that I like being desperate. But they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for those are the ones who will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. Here's one we all want to get in line for. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Look, it's going to start in 30 minutes on the corner. Who's ready? Let's go get in line. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God calls us to a challenge in life. And that challenge is to abandon the things that make sense to us, the things that we can rationalize within our mind, the things that the flesh wants and gravitates to abandon those things. Not just for the sake of abandonment, but for the sake of being able to have room within our world, within our lives, to take on that which makes us like Christ. See, the call to Christianity is a dynamic one. It's a call to be driven and prepared and molded more and more day by day into the image and the likeness of Christ. And some of us might look at that and go, well, that sounds like a really lengthy and long process, but actually, let me help you out a little bit here. It's not as difficult as it might sound at first, because in Genesis, in the story of creation, we hear this, that we are created in the image and likeness of God. So the way that we get closer to the image and likeness of Christ, who is the image of God, is that we allow God to help us to strip away all the things we've taken on that don't belong on his image. We begin to undress ourselves of the masks that life has given to us. We say, Lord, allow me to take that image back on that you gave me at birth when I had nothing but you. May we spend these last couple of weeks of ordinary time that lead us to Lent, looking closely at our lives. Not for the sake of looking negatively at ourselves, but for the sake of asking the Lord what he would have us strip away that his image might shine through. Amen.